Michelle Grattan is standing by in our Parliament House studios this morning. Good morning to you.
Hi, Hamish.
What do you make of that Scott Morrison speech overnight? He says there's this negative globalism. He doesn't like the unaccountable internationalist bureaucracy. What's your interpretation?
I think he's reacting against what he sees as periodic criticism of Australia. Obviously, Australia has been under pressure over things like climate change and refugee policy, offshore policy, and so on. And he is he's really sending out a message: we don't like that. On the other hand, he's also trying to balance it with what he calls positive globalism, practical globalism, and Australia's commitment to a rules-based system. He's wanting to get more involved in the what he calls the setting of standards that goes, I think, to the WTO and the need for reform there. So there are a number of messages and also some frustration that are being reflected in the speech.
It's pretty hard to read the speech, though, and not see the echoes of stuff that Donald Trump says, that Steve Bannon has been talking about.
Yes, and I think that's a danger for Scott Morrison, but it was interesting that Josh Frydenberg pushed back quite a lot on that.
Alexander Downer continues to be a figure on the world stage, although perhaps not one that he's in favour of. Yeah, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has reportedly doubled down on this claim that Downer played an orchestrated role in starting the Mueller inquiry. Where is this going for Australia?
Nowhere good, I think. Joe Hockey's saying that all that's nonsense, that we weren't part of any conspiracy. There's absolutely no evidence of any conspiracy. But given the state of politics in the US at the moment, I think that cooperation with this inquiry is just going to be difficult. On the other hand, I don't think the government had any option but to cooperate. I think that if it hadn't, then the conspiracy theories would just be fed and become more rampant. So it is a difficult position to be in, and it'll be interesting to see how Alexander Downer handles this, because if the inquiry wants to interview him, call him, he is a former government official, not a current one. I don't know how he will react.
And briefly, Michelle, you're writing today about a very big decision for Senator Jackie Lambie.
Yes, the repeal of the Medivac legislation will be coming up later this month, the outcome of a Senate inquiry, which I think won't take us very far, but then the government will try to push that repeal through. Jackie Lambie's the swing vote. It's a very big decision for her, and she's keeping everyone guessing.
Michelle Grattan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.